Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host
of walking in the Spirit. I'm glad that you're with us tonight. I'm glad that you decided to join us tonight. We're going to be here for about an hour talking about the things of the Lord. I want you to call someone and tell them that walking in the Spirit is on the air. We want you to relax, get your Bibles out. We're going to be drilling on some things tonight. Listen, the reason we decided to do this program is because we began to realize that there's been a change in the gospel, a change in the way in which we are walking out this gospel today. The gospel that we have today has become so fleshly. The ministry that we have today has become so fleshly. The church that we have today has become so cardinal-minded that it has completely changed what we know to be the gospel. The power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit has been pushed aside. The power and the unctioning of Jesus is no longer domiciled in our church today. We have a church that's full of entertainment, full of cardinal things. And listen, who is suffering is the so-called believer. You know, when Jesus left here, he left here with a blueprint that was supposed to be designed to leave us to walk in power. I said power, power, to walk in peace, peace, to walk in joy. Oh, my God. All of that has been taken away. We have a church today that's full of phrases and all kind of slick words that we talk, but we have no peace. We have no power. We have no joy. So this is what we're going to talk about. This is what we talk about on this program. We're going to try to show you not through a book that I wrote, not through some sort of gizmits and skizzits and fads and phrases. We're going to go into the New Testament, and I'm going to show you that Jesus did not desire that this is how we would end up. He said, I've come to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. You know, we're talking about Jesus, who was there with the Holy Ghost, who was there with the Father, when this whole world was built, when the oceans were designed, when the planets were put into orbit. This same Jesus spoke to us and said, I've come to give to you a gift and give it to you more abundantly. But, you know, we're living in these last days. In these last days, the Bible tells us there'll be a falling away, and we've seen the falling away. We've seen the power that was once in the church gone. And if you look at your own life, you know, we go to church and we get all jumped in, and there's no power. Hallelujah. There's no joy, and there's no peace that was supposed to be given unto us. And that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to walk through the scriptures. We're going to show you in the Word of God how we were designed to walk in the Spirit. We were never designed to walk in the flesh. Jesus came here to destroy the flesh. We're designed to walk in the Spirit. You know, if you look at your life today, you go to church one way and come back out the same way. There's no joy, there's no peace, there's no change, because you're supposed to walk in the Spirit. Paul, the Apostle Paul, who wrote the majority of the New Testament, he said, this Jesus that I serve with my spirit. You know, we serve Jesus in our spirit, not in our clothing. Oh, somebody say amen. We don't serve Jesus in how fancy our clothes look. It means nothing to the devil. We don't serve Jesus because we live in a big old house. We don't serve Jesus because we don't live in a big old house. We serve him in our spirit. And this gospel has been taken away because we have a ministry today. We have pastors today who are only concerned with getting into your pocketbook and not getting into your spirit. Who's suffering? You're suffering. Be honest with yourself. Some of you have never even knew the move of God. We're going to talk about in this ministry the third person who the church is throwing out on the sidewalk, the Holy Ghost. We're going to introduce many of you for the first time to this third person, the Holy Ghost. Who is God? Oh, what did you say? Who is God? There's God, the Holy Ghost, and God, the Father, and God, Jesus. They're part of the Trinity. This has been thrown out of the church. You can't have no situation like that because the pastor wants to sit there like he's all in all. But I got news for you. There's a man named Jesus who set this thing in order, who listened to his father when his father said, Jesus, go down there and save these people. Then Jesus said, I'm going to give unto you a gift, the gift of the Holy Ghost. This third person, the Holy Ghost, has been taken out of our lexicon, taken out of our language, taken out of our understanding, and this is why we don't have any power. Jesus said, this person, this Holy Ghost, when he comes, he shall endue you with power from on high. And this is what is missing in the church today. This is what we're going to be talking about here in Walking in the Spirit. We're not trying to be, listen, we don't want your money. We don't want nothing. We are walking in the Spirit. What we're doing here is fulfilling the call of God in our life. That's what we're doing. That's why we're preaching this gospel. And I want you to listen. I want you to listen. If you stay with us week after week, you're going to see a change in your life. I can promise you that, not because it's my promise, it's the promise that Jesus made. I said Jesus made that promise. And the devil's come in and tripped the church, and it's got us involved in all these fleshly things, and that's why there's no power in our life. No power. No power. No power. But we're going to see a change in all of that. We're going to see a great, great, great change. We're going to be right back after this little music. Call someone and tell them that walking in the Spirit is on the air. Welcome back, welcome back. Tonight we're going to be talking about how we can walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. I want you to turn in your Bibles to Romans, the 8th chapter. We're going to go to Romans, the 8th chapter, and we're going to talk about how we walk in the Spirit. Romans, the 8th chapter. You know, the New Testament is a very important book. It's the book that most of us believers should be listening to because it's really the book, the part of the Bible that pertains to us. You know, so many of us spend so much time in the Old Testament, but the Old Testament was really not written to us. It really doesn't pertain to us. We have a new covenant. We have a new relationship, and that relationship is written out, that covenant, those treaties, those promises that was given unto us are not found in the Old Testament. They're found in the New Testament. And I want you to pay attention to this New Testament. You're going to find that the scriptures that pertain to the New Testament are the scriptures that pertain to us. So if you turn to Romans 8, we're going to start reading in Romans 8. If you have it, say amen. Romans 8. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. What is being said here? What is being said here is that as long as you walk in the flesh, as long as you continue to fellowship with the Lord in the flesh, you're condemned. The reason why you're condemned is because you are affiliating yourself with something that is condemned. The flesh, when Jesus came, he condemned the flesh. He came and said, the flesh, the only thing you can do is die. The only thing you're going to do is be judged. And as long as you walk in the flesh, you are associating, you are walking in this thing out in a fleshly realm. Therefore, condemnation is upon you. You see, that you're hanging out with someone that already has a death threat over their head and is just waiting for them to die. That's what flesh is. But thank be to God that the scripture says that if you walk in the Spirit, there is no condemnation. Why? Because when you were born again, your spirit was washed away from all the sins. All the sins that came upon your spirit from the flesh was washed away. Hallelujah. All the things that fell upon your spirit because of the sinful flesh was washed away. That's why when Paul says here, there is no condemnation to them who walk in the Spirit. See, the Spirit has been redeemed. The Spirit has been washed in the blood. The Spirit has been born into the new nature. It is the flesh that is full of sin. And see, when we as a church continue to try to walk out this gospel in the flesh, we're walking out this gospel in condemnation. We need to walk out this gospel in the Spirit. You see, that's what this program is all about, walking in the Spirit. That's the proper way in which we need to walk this thing out. We don't walk it out in the flesh. We walk it out in the Spirit. Verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life. The Spirit of life is a law. You know, just like gravity is a law. If you jump out the window, you're going to fall out and down because there's a law. There's also a law of the Spirit of life. There is in Christ Jesus, there is a Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. There is a Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. Well, how come I don't feel it? Because you're walking in the flesh. You must serve him in the Spirit. When you walk in the Spirit, you begin to feel the law of the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. You know, you don't see laws, but you walk into laws. There's a law of gravity. You step out the window, you're going to fall. Now, you don't see that law of gravity pulling you down, but it's an operation. Same thing when you begin to walk in the Spirit. The law of life See this life more abundantly. The law of life that Christ has created operates in the Spirit. That's why verse 2 says here, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. There's a law, there's a spiritual law that we must adhere to. When you walk in that spiritual law of life in Christ Jesus, you're free from sin and death. Are you listening to me? We're going to take another break. We're going to be right back.
Matthew 28:19. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world.
Really, really love me, my
what I think of our program. Mystery. I'd like to give a shout out to my wife, Tiffany, to my son, Gregory. Thank you for listening. For walking in the spirit. We will see you again very soon. God bless you.
I give myself away.